And right now it is time to bring in our good buddy, Pat Pagano, who celebrated his 49th birthday yesterday. Good morning, Pat.
Thank you very much for that.
Did you see my post on your page?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much for that.
A dog bouncing on trampoline for Pat.
Yeah. Pat is just one tired guy this morning, but it wasn't from birthday partying. We'll get to that in a second. It will be cloudy today. We have a storm moving across North Carolina. Most of the significant rain with it stays to our south. There could just be a widely scattered rain or a wet snow shower in spots today. That is it. Highs 40 to 45, and then partly cloudy, low 30s tonight, and sun and clouds in the low 50s Thursday. Okay, so, you know, this is how we're going, you know. Yeah. One day unsettled, one day nice. So now on Friday, I thought it would be like partly sunny with a shower in the afternoon. It now looks like that front's coming through in the morning. So if there's going to be any wet weather on Friday, it's going to be in the morning. If there's going to be any bright weather, it's going to be in the afternoon. Nevertheless, the quicker it clears up, the warmer we get. Right now, I went sort of mid-range, mid-50s. Then it will cloud up Saturday as our storm system heads up to the Great Lakes. So we will get some rain or drizzle coming in either very late Saturday or Saturday night. For the most part, your Saturday is dry, mid-40s, and then we'll have periods of rain or showers on Sunday. But I think on Sunday, we even have a chance of getting into the 60s, depending upon if we get a little sunshine between the shower activity on Sunday.
Well, that'll be good because I still have snow in front of my house.
Yeah, yeah. But think about it. You had about 3 inches. How much you have left? Maybe an inch and a half?
Maybe an inch or so, yeah.
Yeah. That's what's good at this time of the year. It melts so quickly. So, and we definitely have mild weather ahead. So you'll get rid of that by the weekend.
And it's also it's also like cement.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well.
So. All right. So anyhow, I had a very quiet birthday. And last evening, I went to sleep about 9, which is my usual time. 10:30, I got woken up. My little Shirley was clawing on my arms, clawing. And when she does that with both of her paws, that usually means she has to go out.
Yeah.
She was also bobbing her head as if she was going to, you know what, how sometimes when they have dry heaves,
they
have that. She was doing that too. So that got me real nervous. So anyhow, I opened the door. She went out, turned around and came right back in, jumped on the couch on me. She was licking my arms furiously, and she just would not stay still. She would jump off the couch. She'd walk around the couch. She'd get back on me. She'd be licking my face, then my arms. So finally, this is 10:45, get dressed. I take her out, and she, you know, she did number one, came back in. She seemed a little bit more settled. However, every once in a blue moon, she would get up from her laying position and start the whole thing all over again until I positioned her on the couch, lay down, and she would lay down and go back to sleep. This went on till 1:30 this morning, and I finally got to sleep. I guess it was around 1:30, got up at 2:45. So that's why I'm tired. But she's sound asleep now. But have any idea, Marshall, what that was all about?
No, I'd take her to the vet. She might have got gotten something, eaten something, or else she might have gotten something that eaten something like a piece of string that got caught in her stomach or something. I would just if she still has the same symptoms this morning, I'd take her. I'd take her to the vet.
Which could be difficult, you know that, right?
Yeah,
because I know my vet already sent us an email that if we need food, do not go to their office. Let them know, call them, let them know, and they will deliver it to our door.
Yeah, but that happened with one of my pets, and what we did is we told them that we set up an appointment. They met us outside. They take the dog outside, and they bring it inside. That's what they do.
Okay.
They'll meet you outside at curbside. Okay. And you won't be able to go in, which is a little upsetting, but you still should have her looked at, I would think.
Yeah, well, depending on how she is when she gets up this morning, that's where we'll go. If I see she's normal, she's running around playing her toys and everything like that, I'll just keep watching it. Yeah. But it was just, you know, when they can't speak and you're not a vet, it's just nerve-wracking. And, you know,
That's what happened to me was when my LJ unexpectedly passed away on me. He never complained about anything.
Really?
And then one day had a huge heart attack, and all of a sudden he was gone. It's upsetting because sometimes you just don't see the warning signs coming. But like I said, if it continues, call them up, and they'll do curbside service. And, of course, they'll take her, and you just won't be able to go in with her.
Right.
But if not, just keep your eye on it. You're doing
just
the right thing.
Just keep your eye on it, right.
Yeah. And you're doing the right thing by staying up with her and comforting her. I mean,
that's all
you can do.
And no choice. I mean, even if I just couldn't sleep. I just couldn't sleep, you know, and even when she was sleeping, you know, I'm wide awake there watching TV, and I'm watching the clock go by, and I'm saying, this is just going to be a fun morning, but thank goodness I don't have too much challenging weather.
No, that's...
Well, hey, you know what, Marshall, when you think about it, I didn't have any challenging weather all winter long.
It's really been unbelievable, hasn't it?
It really is. And, you know, and then you watch the TV news and you get all upset with this, with COVID-19. And to me, I'm better off not watching TV news. That's
my I don't watch it much at all. I just don't. I watch the cooking channel a lot. I watch what else? Movies. I saw I saw that movie 1917.
Isn't it great?
Oh my God, it's terrific.
Now, you know, Marshall, that was done with one camera.
Yeah, it was terrific. And now we've got our local movie theater because they're closed. What they're doing is they're offering some movies online.
Yeah, $20, right?
You buy a ticket and then you can watch it at home. So that's the movie house in Millerton is doing that. And I watch the cooking channel a lot. I made an incredible gravy with mushrooms last night, a recipe that I saw.
See? You see? I was looking to see if they were going to stream A Quiet Place Part 2, but so far they haven't.
They might. It all depends. I think they're only throwing up, movie theaters are only throwing up a couple movies at a time.
Right.
Because this is
right.
All experimental.
Right.
It's all experimental. But no, I don't watch because you get upset. You get upset. And, you know, I come in and I have to listen to the news and I have to gather the news every morning.
Right.
So I get depressed when that happens. But then after that, no, I turn it out. I mean, I know that there's now an approval on a $2 trillion rescue package for people in the economy. I know that happened. But other than that, I try not to pay attention to it because it's too upsetting. I think the way our government, and I say our government, I'm including the president, the House, the Senate, I think they've mishandled it. The Army should have been in the streets the minute they knew about this a month and a half ago. People should have been locked down a month and a half ago, and we wouldn't be going through this now. But I forget what the old saying is, but if it didn't happen, so we're dealing with
coulda,
it now.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Yeah, it's just it's one of those things.
And what do you think about the president trying to say that he's going to lift us all up by Easter Sunday?
I'll put it this way to you. One of the first announcements I received this morning was from, hang on a second here, the Archdiocese of Hartford has extended the cancellation of public masses through April 30th at churches throughout Hartford, Litchfield, and New Haven counties. This includes liturgies of the Holy Week and Easter.
Yes, our parish did the same.
Yeah, so if the church is doing that on one of the really important time, I would we'll see. But I can't watch it for that reason. Our government is just not handling this well at all, and so I try to stay away from it.
You know, when my sister asked me last night what I thought, I said all I could tell you, Linda, from his mouth to God's ears. That's it. I mean, it would be great if he's right this time. I would love to see that. But to get people together, well, like you just said, you're not going to get people together at church. No. But family-wise and stuff like that, depending on how things go, could be very risky.
Well, we'll see how it goes. But like I said, we deal with all local state information from our tri-state region, and that's what we deal with. That's more than enough on our plate.
Yep.
All right, Pat, we will speak to you tomorrow morning, and have a happy day after birthday, and wish Shirley the best for me.
Thank you so much, Marshall.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat began with this morning in the Weather Center with a look at our tri-state forecast.